Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you've listened to me in any capacity, you know I love me some cards. Big collector myself. This is a space I love talking about. So I'm very excited to welcome in Tracy Hackler. He's a senior brand manager at Panini America and one of the most experienced and biggest names in the collectibles and card space. And Tracy, welcome to the show. And I love asking people that are in the card space, how did you get your start collecting? What was it that made you fall in love with collecting cards?
Yeah, absolutely, Dominic. Thanks for having me on, man. I love you guys. I love your show and can talk sports cards with you all day long. My first love was sports growing up, 7, 8 years old, back in the stone ages of the late 1970s. And back then, trading cards were practical. They were functional. You read about your favorite players on the backs of the cards. You memorized their stats, knew where they were born, the bat, throw, weight, all that stuff. And we would carry them around and study them at school. And me and my brother grew up collecting cards. It was one of the coolest ways I knew at an early age to really connect with my favorite players and teams. And so that's how I started. My love affair started back then. And then fast forward, man, 45 years or so. And the fact that I'm still in the industry, still loving cards and making a living doing this is a dream come true every day.
In sports, there's not really ever an off season. And as such, producing cards is never really much of an off season. But right now we're starting to ramp up into kind of the big time with football season coming up and basketball season coming up. And I know Panini just released Legacy Football, which is out, and that's kind of really one of the first ways you can get some rookie cards of the brand new batch of rookies. So two-part question. A, how excited do you get when a new product comes out? And B, how excited do you get to kind of see some of the first batches of these new rookies when a product like that comes out?
Yeah, man, both answers are an exuberant, extremely excited. I love the beginning of football season. Of all the sports, football is my favorite. And so I love this time every year because you start to see the new products releasing, players that you saw, a lot of the players that we saw at the NFLPA rookie premiere in May. We took their photos, got their autographs, got some memorabilia at that event. To see fast forward a few months and you see those images, those autographs, that memorabilia in a product like Legacy is really cool to know that you were there when those pictures were taken, you were there when the product released. And I know collectors and speculators, investors all over the country really look forward to this time of year because the trading card market in football is just now heating up. So many people spend the off season speculating on which players are going to perform and which rookie cards are going to rise in value. And they spend all summer and all winter trying to find those guys and stocking them away for the new season. So, but now that Legacy is hit, very, like you said, Dominic, one of the first products that we make where you're going to get rookie patch autographs of the newest class in their NFL uniforms for the first time with an autograph and a piece of memorabilia. So to watch that product release and to see it be warmly embraced by the collecting community has been really rewarding to watch.
We're speaking with Tracy Hackler. He's the senior brand manager at Panini America and one of the authorities, one of the biggest names. And from all the stories I've heard, one of the nicest guys. If you bump into him, he'll definitely talk cards with you. We're talking about what Panini's got in the pipeline right now. And I want to talk to you really quick, Tracy, about kind of how Panini has approached their adapting to the card market over the last few years, because obviously cards were big in the 2010s. And then kind of we hit this pandemic era where a lot of people had a little bit more extra money, a little more time to work on hobbies, and we saw a boom, and now things have settled back down a little bit. So how has Panini handled the kind of ebb and flow of demand in the card market over the last few years? Because I imagine it can't be easy.
Well, it's been – look, it was a volatile time during during the pandemic. I don't think anybody anticipated what was going to happen with the market. There was so much uncertainty in the world with the pandemic and sports shutting down, businesses shutting down, and the concerns were kind of a lot higher on your normal everyday safety and shelter and things like that. But the craziest thing happened during the pandemic, the card market exploded. And we had been noticing an uptick in the market for about 2 years gradually before that. But then when the pandemic hit, it went to a place that it's never been. Even in the heyday that people talk about of the early 90s, that paled in comparison to what we saw during the pandemic. And so many new users were coming into the space, people coming in from other industries, from the sneaker industry, investment-type people were coming in and seeing quick returns on trading cards and modern trading cards, really, for the first time. I mean, that's one of the things that really signaled a new era was back in the day, the only real money you could make were on vintage graded stuff. And to see 1 or 2 year old cards selling for millions of dollars during that time was quite eye opening. And so the market grew to unprecedented heights. And I think it was always going to soften a little bit. It was never going to stay just this 90 degree upward arc. It was going to soften a little bit. I think that's healthy. I don't think it was ever intended to be a skyrocketing all the time industry. And so the people that have been in the industry for a long time, I've been blessed to be in it for 28 years or whatever. We've seen the ebbs and flows. We've been on the roller coaster ride. We've seen low, low lows, and we've seen high, high highs. And I think we're somewhere in the middle, but certainly still on the higher end of that. And so I think if you are equipped with some perspective on where the industry's been, how long it's been around, and the natural ebbs and flows of the industry, I don't think anybody who has that kind of knowledge is shocked or thinks the sky is falling. It's just kind of correcting itself to a place where it should be. But then when it settles back down, it's still at a way higher point than it was even 4 or 5 years ago. So, and then just coming back from the National Sports Collectors Convention in Chicago with record crowds, and the convention center was just packed all weekend long. I mean, I think you see an industry that's in really good shape, that's really healthy. You got to be a little bit more strategic in what you're buying, what you're selling, but the hobby's in a really, really good place. And I think for us internally at Panini, we continue to strive to build value in every product at the price point we're building toward.
And you mentioned some of Panini's practices and how you guys are adapting to the market. And I think your background actually is vital to any company's success. This is your second stint with Panini. And in between those stints, you spent some time working with my pals over at the Kentucky Roadshow and Roadshow Cards, kind of getting to see the card world through the lens of the local card shops, not just from the corporate and the production side of it. So what type of insight did that give you that you can now take back to Panini and kind of continue to improve the Panini America brand and the relationship between Panini and the local card shops, which for the most part are the lifeblood of the card hobby?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I've said that for years. I've been lucky enough to be in this industry since 95. I worked at Beckett, went to Domrus, went back to Beckett, went to Panini, went to Roadshow. Love the Roadshow guys, love Jimmy and all the teams he has at his four shops. And I really took advantage of the opportunity to, as you said, learn a different side of the business that I'd heard about. I'd obviously talked to local card shop owners all my life and good friends with a lot of them, but I've never felt their pain always. I've never been in their shoes. And so to be on that side of it was very educational for me in terms of the things that you look at as a local card shop person might not ever register on the major corporate radar in some cases. So just margins and overhead and what you need to buy a product for and what you need to sell it for, customer acquisition, things like that, that we didn't I didn't always have a front row seat to that really rounded me out a little bit and taught me some lessons about the struggles sometimes that local card shops go through, and then maintaining a healthy relationship with the manufacturers, and how do we go about that? What rules do we have to follow? What do you need from a local card shop to stay in good standing with manufacturers, and also dealing with the distributors as part of that too? Like, it's, yes, you want direct allocation from the manufacturers, but you also have to lean on your distributors too. And how does that process work? So a lot of really pivotal lessons I learned that I'd always known about, but didn't really know about it until I'm in the thick of it and learning every day on the fly. So it was really rewarding. I didn't anticipate leaving so soon, but opportunities come up and timing is everything. And so I reluctantly departed my roadshow family, but they're still family. I loved catching up with all those guys at the National Sports Collectors Convention. Still talk to Jimmy quite a bit, and have a lot of really good friends who are more like family there.
All right, we've only got about a minute and change left here. With so many brands and so many different products, we talked about Legacy, there's Prism, there's the higher end stuff, there's Flawless, National Treasures, there's stuff like Revolution. There are so many great Panini products. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Tracy.
Okay.
If you can only open one product, it can be any sport, but if you can only open one product for the rest of your life, what product are you choosing to rip?
Oh, man, that's a really good question, Dominic. I'm pretty partial. I think I say this answer. I think this is the answer I say all the time, and it's, I like it. It's called playbook football, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique in the sense that it delivers some of the most compelling booklet cards, like horizontal booklets that open up to reveal autographs and memorabilia, and just some really stunning photography. I just like the fact that it's different. You're getting the booklet in every box, and I just love what our creative team and our product development teams have done with making that product truly unique. And what you said, it's a packed marketplace, a lot of products. Some of them really start to feel similar to each other after a while, but Playbook is one that stands out every year. And I think if I could only open one product for the rest of my life, I think it would be Playbook.
I'm glad you didn't take the easy way out and say, yeah, I'd open a briefcase of Flawless every single time.
I thought about it.
We've been speaking with Tracy Hackler. He's a senior brand manager at Panini America and one of the authorities in the card space and in the card world. Tracy, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. Absolute pleasure getting to finally speak to you. And much continued success for Panini, and keep on collecting. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dominic, the pleasure is all mine, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. That is Tracy Hackler, once again, senior brand manager at Panini America and one of the biggest names in the card community. I am Dominic Jimenez, and you are listening, like I said, to Sports Byline all around the world. We got more on the other side coming up next.